post office needs a lot of money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. Postal Service is set to announce today some measures to help it back into financial order. It lost nearly $4 billion last fiscal year because of less first-class mail and companies not doing as much advertising through the mailbox as they once were. Among the ideas being passed around to bring in more money, a rate increase, no surprise there, and getting rid of Saturday delivery, something that would require congressional approval. While the number of packages going through the mail is down, the number of people traveling around the country is up. AAA says travel was up 15% this past holiday weekend. That meant lots of full airplanes and probably lots of overbooked flights. Marketplace's Eve Troh reports federal regulators want to clamp down on the airline's practice of bumping passengers to a later flight.
Frequent flyer Andrea Valdez has been bumped 9 times.
I consider myself a bit lucky when that happens.
She gets a voucher for a few $100 and even kudos from the flight staff.
Oh my God, we're so thankful.
They should be. If Valdez didn't raise her hand, they'd have to force someone off the plane and pay them up to $800 cash by law.
No, I didn't know that.
Most flyers don't. The Department of Transportation wants to make compensation rules more clear and raise the fee for involuntary bumps to about $1,300. George Hobica runs airfarewatchdog.com. He says that increase now keeps pace with inflation, and it's also a slap on the wrist.
I think what the DOT is trying to say to the airlines is, let's make it more painful for you to bump, and let's do it less.
Hobica says DOT also aims to get airlines to add more flights. They've been holding out because it's cheaper to hand out vouchers than fly with empty seats. DOT's proposal is open for public comment until August 6th. I'm Eve Troh for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are much higher at the moment. The FTSE in London up about 2.5%, same for the German DAX. And shares in France right now up by more than 3%. Asian shares were higher today as well, and Chinese shares up about 2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up about 1.5%. Wall Street opens after the holiday after an abysmal week last week. Markets were off 5-6%. In Japan, a sumo wrestling tournament due to start this Sunday won't be broadcast on Japanese television. That's because of a scandal over illegal gambling by wrestlers. It's the first time a tournament will not be televised live for more than half a century. From Tokyo, the BBC's Roland Burke reports for Marketplace.
Sumo has its origins in the Shinto religion, and wrestlers are supposed to display moral strength as well as raw power in the ring. But Japanese sport has been scandalized by an illegal gambling racket, some of it organized by gangster middlemen. Now Japan's public broadcaster has cancelled its live coverage of the Nagoya tournament after receiving thousands of calls and emails from angry sumo fans. NHK's president, Shigeo Fukuchi, said the sport was facing a once-in-a-century crisis.
The baseball gambling scandal affects the core of sumo, and a link with an antisocial group such as Japanese crime syndicates has been pointed out. We find the issue extremely serious and deplorable.
The top-ranked Japanese wrestler Kota Mitsuki was banned from the sport at the weekend after admitting placing bets on baseball, and more than a dozen others have been suspended. Sumo had already been damaged when crime bosses were given front row seats to a tournament last year. They'd wanted to be visible in television coverage to cheer up fellow gangsters watching in their prison cells. In Tokyo, I'm the BBC's Roland Burke for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Harvard Business Review. The July-August issue is on newsstands now, featuring an in-depth interview with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
We thought we'd test our knowledge of international affairs yet again, as we do every so often. And we're glad to bring in Stefan Richter with this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am ready. Let's get it done.
Which of the following major economies will have to adjust the most in terms of its budget to get back to a sustainable debt level? Italy, Spain, the United Kingdom, or the United States?
I'm going to guess the United States.
You are so right. And the bad news for the United States is that it needs to adjust its budget almost as much as Greece, which is the laughing stock. Between now and 2020, about 12% need to be cut out of our budget in order to get back to that sustainable level by 2020, which is considered like 60%.
Part of the stimulus, obviously, but also the debt going back many, many years here in this country, Stefan.
And the bottom falling out of the economy with no tax revenues at the state and local levels. And I guess the only good news is that other countries have a hard time, too. The new government in the UK will need to correct its budget balances by about 9%. The Japanese have even a harder job. They need to cut 13%. But that shows us that the pain is quite evenly spread around the globe. And wherever this financial crisis came from, we're all going to carry its consequences for quite some time to come.
And not a whole lot of cheery information. Stefan Richter, thank you for...
I'm sorry about that today, but I'll try to be more sunny next time.
Well, we'll hope so. All right, Stefan Richter joining us this morning. Stefan Richter, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Stefan Richter is the publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine on the global economy, politics, and culture. And finally, the American Library Association says there's a trend among libraries to put more branches in consumer-friendly places. They're smaller, they don't need as many staffers, and they offer do-it-yourself convenience. Branches have popped up in cafes, grocery stores, some have drive-through windows. Dozens now are even operating in shopping malls, a quiet respite from the hustle and bustle. So next time you want to check out some Shakespeare, you can slurp on an Orange Julius and work your way to the Gap. Hey, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Our website's full of information there. And plus, you can follow me on Twitter, Chiatakis, MMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.